media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning. We now welcome in the call the head coach at the College of Charleston, Earl Grant. Good morning, Coach Grant.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. A 1-1 week for you guys. A really nice win at home, 82-66 over Northeastern, and then you lose a heartbreaker right at the end, 63-58 at Charleston. Just give me your perspective on the two games last week.
Yeah, two tough games, man. Two really good teams. Certainly, you know, Northeastern got the utmost respect for Bill Cohn and what he's doing with his program. He's really put together a good team, and we had to play well, you know, on offense and defense to have a chance. And the guys did it. We showed up. We played well and was really happy with our performance. And then at Elon, you know, another tough game on the road, quick turnaround, and really did some good things in the first half. We lost our way a little bit in the middle of the second half with a few turnovers and you know, a couple of ill-advised attempts, shot attempts that, you know, gave Elon an opportunity to get some flow. But they played well. They did a lot of good things. You know, they made shots. They executed, and they really just kind of played well. So it was a tough loss against a good team, and so now we just be moving on to the next thing.
I was going to ask you about the offensive numbers, because you guys shot it awful well, shot 60% in that game against Northeastern, but then only 37% at Elon. I know the three-point totals were a little higher than they usually are for you. What was the difference in the two games, and did you think maybe you shot a couple too many threes at Elon?
Yeah, it wasn't as much of an offensive balance against Northeastern. It was more balanced. You know, we got the ball inside some. We got to the free throw line, and then we shot three. So we did all three. Felt like at Elon, you know, we didn't get the ball inside. You know, we shot threes. So the balance wasn't as good. You know, but again, you got to give them credit. You know, they did a good job. They had a good scheme. You know, and we just kind of fell into that trap of playing, you know, strictly perimeter-oriented, and it cost us.
We're here with Charleston head coach Earl Grant. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. I know defense is always a focus for you, and in a year where teams are putting up pretty high offensive numbers, you guys have still been solid on that end of the floor. How do you feel like you guys are playing defensively?
You know, you're right about the offense. I mean, there's a lot of good teams that can score. And so it's more challenging for your defense. But, you know, I think we garden well. We're really trying to just, you know, be competitive and you know, contest shots and rebound and try to rebound the first miss, have a high defensive rebound percentage. I think we're doing a good job of it. You know, about a couple of weeks ago, we were finishing that four-game and seven-day stretch. I thought our defense got a little bit away from us at the end of that stretch. But we've been able to reestablish some of that with some good practices, and we just got to continue to, you know, build on that, because that's who we are. That's how we've been successful, and that's how we're going to be successful. We got to defend and rebound.
I haven't had a chance to talk to you this season about Joe Chile, and certainly deserving preseason player of the year, and then had to play those first 10 games without Jarrell. But he's still among the league leaders in scoring and assists. And how do you feel like he's handled the attention, and has his role changed any for you this season?
I think he's done a good job of handling it, really done a good job of handling it. You know, he did an unbelievable job in the 10 games, the first 10 games where, you know, Jarrell was out. You know, he really did a lot of scoring, and he got a lot of assists. So I think he's handling it well. You know, certainly people key on him and really try to make it hard for him to get good shots. You know, and then Jarrell came back, took some pressure off of him. You know, and Jarrell's been back now for six games. And so, you know, we're starting to figure out, we're really starting to get more of a flow with Jarrell in the lineup. I don't think we've reached our potential yet, because he's only been back for six games. But I think it's helped Joe take some pressure off of some of the scoring.
Your team is at home for a couple games where you guys are undefeated this season, the UNCW on Thursday and Hofstra on Saturday. And obviously the rivalry that's built between Charleston and UNCW, especially after last season with the three close games and the meeting and the championship. Do your guys get a little extra excited about the UNCW matchup?
You know, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of felt like so far all the games have been rivalries. You know, all six games kind of felt like a rivalry, so I mean, it's been interesting. You know, I don't know. I mean, we hadn't really talked a lot about it. You know, we've had some wars against Wilmington in the past, and, you know, we just got to prepare. We had a good practice this morning, and, you know, we got one more day to prepare. So, you know, we really hadn't got into that. We've been trying to figure out how can we be better. You know, how can we improve on some of the things that we're doing offensively and defensively and just focus on that.
This UNCW team is much different than a year ago. A couple familiar faces, certainly with Kaycock and Tally, but also a bunch of new guys. As you've started to prepare for them, how is the team different maybe than the ones in the past?
Well, I mean, you know, they lost a lot of guys, but they still got some key players. So, got a good team, you know, got a good coach who's in his first year trying to establish what they're doing. And so, like I said, I mean, I know obviously our fans and our players and players at Wilmington. I mean, we're familiar with each other, so I'm sure there'll be some excitement. Should be a great crowd. But, you know, they're different because they lost some different personnel, but they're playing fast. They're really trying to score it and get after it. Maybe don't press as much as they used to man-to-man. They do some zone press, but they got a good team, you know, and they're playing people tough, and it's, you know, it's going to be another challenge.
Devontae Kaycock's obviously having a tremendous year. I think 13 double-doubles in 17 or 18 games, and you're certainly familiar with him. What makes him so tough to stop?
Well, I mean, he just work hard. You know, he goes at the rebounds. He runs the floor. He's a great finisher. So, but he's just a, you know, effort guy that really gets after it. And I think a lot of his points just come off of pure effort, you know, just going at the balls and trying to beat people down the floor for easy baskets. So, certainly one of the better players in our league, one of the best big guys, and he'll present an unbelievable challenge for us.
All right, Earl, thanks as always for taking time with us here this morning, and I look forward to talking to you next Tuesday.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
All right, you too.